good money for these tickets, but I was like, okay, how can I make this investment really pay off, right? So here's one of the things about referral marketing and building relationships with high-level people is that when you get an opportunity like that, you think, okay, who do I need to build a strong relationship with that's in Houston that has flexibility over their time, that can make a decision that, you know, this is like, you know, this weekend. So I text David Fry and I was like, hey man, I got final four tickets. And he's like, dude, that's awesome, I'm in, right? So we go to the games. There was like two games on Saturday or whatever. Then we come back on Monday. And as you can see here, we're about on row 30. So this guy who got me the tickets invites us down to the VIP section. And when we show up down there, here's Scottie Pippen. We had better seats than Scottie Pippen. I'm trying to get a selfie with Scottie Pippen. Everybody's trying to get a selfie with Scottie Pippen. Everybody's walking around with their phones like this, Scottie, 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 Scottie. And I'm doing the same thing. And best I could do is get close to him like this. He's not paying attention to anybody, right? And Dave is just looking at me like, no wonder I don't have lunch with you anymore. You crazy, right? Anyway, so that's how it happened. And then what happened was, did anybody see the end of that Final Four game? It was historic. So we don't have any basketball fans in the room. Did anybody watch the finals the other night other than me? Yes? All right. Who's disappointed and who's happy?
Pretty excited.
You're excited?
The best thing at all was the loser comments. So Stephon Curry, they could all take lessons from him on how to be humble.
Really? I didn't see the afterward. Is that right? You had to go there. You had to go there. Okay. Anyway, historic finish. Historic finish. So North Carolina ties the ball game. Now, this is for the college championship. And it's been, you know, a crazy game all the way around. And North Carolina Tar Heels tie the game with 4.9 seconds left. We're going into overtime. Except that the Villanova guy decided that I might be able to win this thing. They passed the ball in, and they're covering this guy. He's like beyond the three-point range. And right before the buzzer just kind of goes like this with a Hail Mary three-point attempt, and it goes in, they win the game. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that those guys playing in the Final Four, that they mastered their game? Did you know that the way that Michael Jordan got so good was that he practiced the fundamentals every day? Did you know that he practiced layups in the gym every day? That Michael Jordan, at the top of his game, practiced foul shots every day? Did you know that Michael Jordan, when he got out of college, that he was not the best shooter around? In fact, that was one of his weak spots, believe it or not. So our goal here is to master referral marketing. This afternoon, maybe tomorrow, depending on how the schedule goes, I know Dave, and Dave's going to get, I got a bunch of stuff to share with you, and I know that Dave does, so we might do this tomorrow, I'm not sure. But Santiago, almost 2 years ago, we started investing in our referral marketing, and Santiago took the systems that I've been teaching you and that you're going to revisit this morning, and we took this team with Aliki, who's our marketing director, and our marketing reps, and we literally tripled our referral source referrals in less than a year. Now, the reason that that's big is we've been doing referral marketing a long time. I mean, last year, we did over $1 million just in referrals in our service company, just through referrals. So to double our referral source referrals is really big. And so Santiago is going to share with you how he built that team. Because let's face it, some of us aren't, you know, aren't the